What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And before I go back to the phone calls, a couple of things I want to cover here. Do you remember before the big war in Iraq, where they were running around screaming about Saddam Hussein's nuclear weapons and Saddam Hussein has this and Saddam Hussein has that, none of which was ever found? It turned out that Saddam Hussein had complied with the United Nations and destroyed all of his chemical weapons, which he had actually gotten from the United States during the Iran-Iraq war, and he never had nuclear weapons. Well, Scott Ritter was the former UN weapons inspectors who went public before the Iraq war saying, this is all false. These claims about weapons of mass destruction are false, and he was pilloried for it. He was smeared. Well, he's back out again, and he's saying the same thing. Assad did not launch a chemical weapons attack on his own people. It just does not make any sense. Now, let's get on back to this idea of North Korea and nuclear weapons and so forth and so on here. And again, you need to remember, with all this talk about Iraq's non-existent nuclear weapons and Iran's, well, they don't have them, but they might build them someday, nuclear weapons, and North Korea's nuclear weapons, which don't work all that well and are not yet deployable, you need to remember that there's only one nation in all of history that's ever actually used a nuclear weapon of mass destruction against the civilians of another country, and that's the United States of America. So everybody's going to be very nervous about a nation with a past history of using nuclear weapons being run by a government that has already displayed an incredible recklessness and a willingness to launch attacks on the basis of fantasies. But the reality is, let's say that North Korea has got a nuclear weapon. As North Korea itself has said, these are deterrent weapons. They're not being used to attack anybody, but to warn other countries, do not attack us. The U.S. government has always claimed that our nuclear arsenal is purely for deterrence. Nobody will attack us. We can melt them down. Well, assuming that our nuclear deterrent is in better shape than the F-35, we can rely on that. Saddam, if he'd had a nuclear weapon, what was he going to do with it? Put it in a museum, march it down the street in a parade and say, look how good we are. He was never going to use it against the United States of America because the United States retaliatory strike would melt his country into glass. The same thing applies to North Korea. For all his bluff and bluster, and again, everything we think we know about Kim Jong-un is what the corporate media tells us. He could actually turn out to be a very nice guy. We went through that lesson with Ahmadinejad. He's not going to use a nuclear weapon against the United States of America unless he's provoked, unless he's attacked, and he's fighting back. Okay, let's grab a couple of phone calls. Jonathan in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I hope you're having a good day. Yes, I had a... I know, but let's try. You know, positivity is always good. It never hurts.
So, hello? What's on your mind? Yeah, what's on your mind? You're on the air.
Yes. I had one piece of news and actually a solution after that. You know the website NewsBud, right? Where their YouTube channel had this interesting video called "Is the U.S. Military Planning to Take Over America?" And it's about I guess the Pentagon wrote a new doctrine for megacities, and it's basically going to plan like you see in Iraq. It's basically the citizens of these megacities are to the Pentagon not combatants but threats. See what I'm saying? And they're basically, the whole RD is, it doesn't matter, like full-fledged total war in these cities. And it's just interesting. If you watch that video, it's a lot of, like, eye-opening stuff, you know, about how the military, and it basically ties in, you know, the police militarizing and the how they're treating every civilian like a threat. But that's just an interesting video to put on your website.
And then that sounds kind of, if you'll send me the URL, I will look at that and see. There's a lot of plans out there. Right now, I think we need to keep our focus basically on the very near future and the very real possibility. We're going to be in a shooting war with Russia, North Korea, potentially China, because from where I'm sitting, they're not going to be able to keep this under control. They're not going to be able to go to war light and say, we're going to stop here and just sneer at each other and bleed our respective populations of all their money, because we like having ribbons and medals and decorations and shiny things on the wall and big, mean-looking weapons sitting on the runway that don't actually do anything.
Yeah.
So I
have a solution I want to run by you, Mike.
Real quick.
And it was a if we legalized hemp and at the same time weed and went back to real money like copper, gold, and silver, hemp, they used to make hemp, everything out of hemp before it was made illegal. I mean, paper was made cheaper. Mm-hmm. Mostly all the products were made cheaper, right? So if we legalized it, wouldn't all these businesses who could replace what they're making now and replace it with hemp, wouldn't they be able to be in the black or positive? They wouldn't be in debt because since they're getting a resource that's real cheap, it would help them. It would build them back up, get them out of debt, instead of having to pay more, because a tree costs a lot.
I hear what you're saying. I'm afraid it's a little more complex than that. Yes, going back to hemp products, and a lot of places are now starting to legalize industrial hemp, provides a much cheaper resource for papermaking and so forth. But the reason we're in debt is because we're slaves to a banking system that deliberately creates more debt than money with which to pay the debt. And it's a system of enslavement.
So we can never get out?
And no, not under the rules the bankers made up to entrap us. They've been playing this scam on the human race for 300 years, and the end result is always a war, a major war.
So you have to have, in your mind, it's baked into the cake. You have to have it. There's no other.
No, absolutely
voice.
Not. No, absolutely not. You need to read my article, All Wars Are Bankers' Wars, because the economic system that the United States started with is one that actually does work for the nation and its people. And that is where the government coins its own money, spends it into circulation to buy what the government needs. It goes through the society, powering commerce without accruing any interest, and then is taxed back in the exact same amount at the end of the cycle to balance the books. And that is a system that works for the nation and for its people. And the private central bankers hate it. They hate the idea of any nation or any people making their own money. They want a world in which everyone is forced to always borrow currency from the banks at interest. That's the enslavement mechanism.
Well, Mike, thank you. Thank you for letting me talk. But I just hope, I want to say that you're wrong. I want to hope that people...
Well, Jonathan, I got to let you go. Jonathan, I got to let you go. Okay, I gave you enough time here. And we're going to move to Dave in New Jersey. Aloha, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I'm calling to make a correction to the caller, the gentleman from Canada.
Yes.
It really annoys me when people call these shows and talk about firearms and they don't know what they're talking about. He referred to the SKS as a submachine gun. There's no such thing as an SKS submachine gun. The SKS rifle is a military-style semi-automatic rifle. It has a 10-round fixed magazine, semi-automatic. It is not a sub-machine gun. It is in no way sub, and it is in no way fully automatic. And
okay,
the SKS is legal in Canada. And I believe a lot of semi-auto rifles are legal in Canada, but I believe they're restricted to 10 rounds.
Yeah, they're trying to get that same thing down here in the United States. And... okay, all right, that's a good development. Apparently, a crawl on Fox News, Donald Trump just announced we are not going into Syria.
Well, okay. Thank God for that.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that one. Anyway, listen, Dave, going to let you go. We got to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates. who are just rejoining the network. So apparently that story we had earlier about Trump is trying to push back against the neocons, there is merit to that story, because Fox News just announced that we're not going to invade Syria on the ground. They're backing off. They're backing down. Whew. If it's true. But of course, you know, the war hawks, they're just going to gin up another false flag attack. More barrel bombs, more gassings, or they'll set off a nuke someplace out here and say, oh, North Korea tried to attack us and they missed. For peace to prevail, everybody must want peace. But it takes only one maniac to keep the wars going, and that's exactly what's going on here. We're going to go back to the phones. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I'll believe it when I see it. Trump says a lot and changes his mind. Hey, look, that caller about the weed and the hemp, I wouldn't worry about weed and hemp right now. I would go long gas masks and Geiger counters at this point.
I already have mine.
I mean, Mike, the war party's on the move, Mike. It's inevitable now. It just, you can feel it in the air. We've been talking about this for a while. It's been coming. Yeah, it's not coming as fast as people think it is, you know, but it's coming because they're on the move, Mike, and I really think this. It's inevitable now. I mean, it's just too many pieces moving around.
I'm afraid that you're right, and that, of course, I view that as a personal failure, because a big reason for my doing what Claire and I have been doing for the last 20 years was we could see the path opening up to a new global war, and we've been trying to fight it just tooth and nail, because everybody loses in a global war except the weapons makers and the bankers. There really is no victorious side. In fact, I had to put up that article I wrote some years ago, Majestic Memories, and I wrote it after watching the movie The Majestic with Jim Carrey, because I had a lot of resonance with the story. And I'll put that article up, and you can look for it later in the day. But basically, I grew up in a town that was still feeling the effects of World War II. Young men who'd gone off and never came home, bedrooms still preserved. You know, the graves, Memorial Day was a big deal in our town. And I learned then that there really is no victory in war other than for the leaders and those who profit. Both sides lose in a war. It's only just a question of which side loses more, but they're still losing, and we need to keep that in mind. Anything else, Dustin?
Yeah, I just want to keep telling people this. This is the Russians' red line is Syria. Assad's not going anywhere. If they try to get rid of him, it's going to be a world war. This is it. This is the flashpoint, actually. I thought Ukraine was, which it could still be, but I think this is more the flashpoint now, because it seems like they're moving all their eggs into that area and also in the South China Sea area.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, if one path to war gets closed off, they'll just look for another path to war. I mean, look how Roosevelt was trying to get us into World War II. He was trying to get Germany to attack our ships in the North Atlantic. Hitler wouldn't bite on that one. And so finally, Roosevelt goaded the Japanese into attacking Pearl Harbor after they'd signed the Axis Agreement with Germany. And we were into World War II. And for the first couple of years, all of the military effort was over in Europe against the Nazis. And it wasn't until after Germany surrendered that they finally came on out here and took on Japan. So that's the way these things get done. And unfortunately, again, the covert interests, the intelligence communities, the John McCains, they're already looking for a way to get this going again. It is a very, very dangerous time, and a lot of people are very scared, and they have every right to be. Dustin, we're going to let you go. I'm going to take a phone call from Michelle in California. Aloha, Michelle. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I have two questions, and then I'll hang up and listen to your response. One of them was in regards to North Korea, in regards to Park Gyun's impeachment.
Yes.
And wondering if you may have already covered this, but I was wondering if you thought this had any, you know, bearing on some of the things that might be going on with the U.S. move in North Korea. We know that Prime Minister Hwang Kwan had been acting president since December, but it wasn't until March 10th that Park Gyung was constitutionally confirmed to be impeached. And so I didn't know, I mean, I know we've had years where there was going back and forth, reunification. There was rumors of even Japan joining in that reunification. But I just wanted to know if you believe that there was, you know, the instability or this change of guards, as it were, in South Korea is having any play in this. And I'll just listen for your answer, Mike. Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, first of all, for historical and cultural reasons, Japan would not merge with either of the Koreas or both of the Koreas. But there was only a few years back talk of reunification. They called it, I think it was the Sunshine Policy. And South Korea's former president was very much on board with reunification, very much opposed to provoking North Korea militarily. So as we have seen in so many other countries, he was eased out of power, and a more pro-war, pro-U.S. individual is now in control there. And so, yeah, that's basically what's going on. All right, phone lines are clear right now. I'm going to get back and do some news. A little bit of an upset off of California, and apparently there was a lot of anti-submarine aircraft off of the California coast. And people were saying it didn't really look like an exercise because they were just staying over the same spot and well into the night. And so the speculation is that somebody spotted a submarine that wasn't supposed to be there. And, of course, they're saying it's either Russian or North Korean. Now, Russia, maybe. I can't imagine Putin being that stupid. But as far as North Korea, there's something that you need to understand. The North Korea's new ballistic missile submarine is not nuclear powered. And that means it has a very limited range. If it's going to go anywhere of a significant distance, it must have a tender in attendance, a surface ship that carries extra fuel, extra food, extra water, sort of like a floating gas station. And absent that surface tender, then whatever may or may not be down there is probably not from North Korea. And they may have just gotten excited and they're chasing a sick whale or something. Did you ever see the movie 1941? It was one of the better ones Steven Spielberg did. And it actually documents something that really did happen in Los Angeles just after the bombing of Pearl Harbor, where everybody was in a war panic. And a single airplane out of place literally sparked the entire city to start shooting into the sky and panicking. That may be what's happening here. And I bring that up because it is a danger. With tensions this high, it is very easy to make a mistake, one that could prove to be irrevocable. Ever see the movie War Games? Matthew Broderick, that was also based on a true story. Now, in the movie, it's a kid outside hacking into the defense system thinking it's a game company. But it actually really did happen where somebody at Cheyenne Mountain was playing a recorded simulation for training purposes, and the message that it was a training session didn't get through, and everybody thought it was a real Russian attack, and we came very, very close to launching those nuclear weapons that day. So that's why we got to calm all this stuff down. We could have World War III without anybody intentionally firing the first shot, just somebody making a mistake, somebody panicking. That's what happened in the Gulf of Tonkin when the USS Maddox had a novice sonar man who heard his own ship's propellers and thought it was an incoming torpedo. Sent the message up the chain of command. The captain of the Maddox sent another one saying it was a false alarm. President Johnson used the first report to get Congress to escalate the war in Vietnam. That's how that happened. All right, we're coming up here on a commercial break. More about the war, economy, science, and a fashion show when we come back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And something very bizarre is going on here, where apparently the White House has released what they are calling is evidence that shows Assad's forces carried out last week's chemical attack. And it's basically a paper report that cites videos and satellite imagery as the source for the claim. But the videos and the satellite imagery are not being released. So, now looking at this statement by Donald Trump, and for the moment, let us take it at face value. I know people right now are not trusting him because he just broke one of his biggest campaign promises to us all. And so trust is going to be hard for him to regain. But for the moment, let's take it at face value. As I said before, this corresponds with the article that we had in the first hour of the show where Trump was pushing back against the neocons. And at this point, my read would be that Trump knew right from the start that this gassing story was bogus, that it didn't make any sense. But he went along with the neocons. They probably told him the American people would love it if he did this. Certainly the corporate media and the military-industrial complex and all the neocons and the hardline war hawks all came on out and said, this is great, this is wonderful, but the American people didn't buy it. And Trump is now realizing that by going along with the neocons, he has inflicted a huge amount of damage on himself. And I imagine he's very angry. He's angry with the neocons. If that story about Ivanka crying all over him to get him to bomb Syria is true, I imagine he's very angry with Ivanka and her husband, who was pushing as hard as possible for all of this. There's another story making the rounds that we can expect some more high-level firings in the White House. And I think it is overdue. Trump needs to recognize he's being given bad advice. He's being advised to do things that other people want that are not what Trump needs to be doing. Now, Steve Pieznik has basically come on out issuing a warning to Trump, Mattis, and McMaster, saying do not go to war in Syria. It will mean war with Russia. And like myself, Pieznik seems to feel we cannot win. And I don't think we can win. And again, as I said, the bankers who are ultimately behind all these wars, they don't care who wins or loses. They're making money off of both sides. They loan both sides money to fight the war at usurious interest rates. When it's all over, they loan both sides more money at usurious rates to rebuild. They've done it twice already on us, and they're getting ready to do it a third time. So, now, getting on down to Turkey. Sunday is the referendum that has caused so much turmoil, both within Turkey and in several nations in Europe, where Turkish nationals are being allowed to vote remotely. And I imagine that Erdogan has got all the vote riggers in the world on double time right now, because if this referendum passes, Turkey will stop being a parliamentary democracy and will become a presidential dictatorship. And I can't imagine any ordinary Turkish citizen being comfortable with that. But seeing how much election fraud is taking place around the planet in this day and age, I think Erdogan is going to pull it off. We'll see. Now, as you know, not too long ago, there was a terror attack up in Sweden. Guy ran a truck into a crowd of people, and everybody was just shocked and horrified to find out he was an asylum seeker. And yesterday they were talking about, obviously, this open borders thing has to come to an end. We can't deal with the crime or the terror or the rapes. And the liberal globalists have come on back saying, we can keep the open borders, okay? We'll ban cars and trucks instead. See? And we'll turn all of Sweden into big piles of marshmallow and Play-Doh, so that there's nothing for the refugees and migrants to harm us with. Doesn't sound workable to me, but that's actually what they're suggesting, banning cars and trucks rather than closing their borders. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Extendivite. A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take a phone call here from Steve in California. Steve, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Michael, shouldn't Syria and other countries, well, in support of Syria, but shouldn't Syria be filing charges right now in the International Court of Law on the United States for an act of war, and which then would proceed on to have an investigation to find out the truth, which we know this is a false flag? Shouldn't they be filing those charges right now?
I would agree. But unfortunately, the ICC has proven in the past to be just as politicized and corrupt as the courts here in the United States. But they should. And they should go up to the UN as well. But of course, the U.S. will veto anything that the Security Council decides they want to do.
Well, that would actually point to the cover-up itself if they veto it. If they don't even want to look into the evidence and see it, they've already got their mind made up, that should point to the world that the hypocrisy and that this is a cover-up. This is a false
I think the line. World already knows that. They don't need any more proof of it. The world already knows.
Yeah, I think Syria should file those charges right away. File it.
Well, I absolutely agree. But as far as the world's opinion of the U.S. government, they're not going to let some court decide for them what they're thinking. They can see what happened with their own eyes.
Right. I noticed that those articles on 37 missiles that did not hit their target, that's pretty much been scrubbed from the Internet now. I'm looking around for those articles. I don't know if you still have one on your website, but I'm seeing now all 59 hit. Sean Hannity's talking all 59 hit, 100% accuracy, and we know that's an absolute lie.
Of course it's an absolute lie. Yeah,
Thank you, Michael.
I didn't save the article, but you know, I did link to it. But yeah, they're all being pulled off. I mean, I'm hearing that Twitter is already scrubbing all the messages critical of United Airlines off. So yeah, the internet is now under government control. It's being censored. Very obviously, we live in a dictatorship where nobody has any respect for freedom of speech any longer. Freedom of speech is only for the corporate media, who are owned by corporations and controlled by the government. All right, now then, talking about up in Sweden, they're going to deal with their terror attack, not by closing the borders. They're calling to ban cars. And Sweden's government, if anything, is more insane than our own. And of course, they pride themselves on being history's first feminist government. And when Jeremy Clarkson and James May and Richard Hammond were up there for an episode of Grand Tour, even they were poking fun at just how over the top Sweden's government has gone in terms of political correctness. So it's just getting crazy out there. Anytime you start thinking that politics can trump the real world, you're going to be in trouble. You have to deal with reality. That applies to everybody, up to and including Donald Trump. The laws of nature are not suspended for royalty. Okay, now then, we're seeing more of this information coming on out on how the Bank of England was exposed as a major force behind the LIBOR rigging scandal. This came out of BBC's Panorama program, where they got a recording from back in 2008 that shows how the Bank of England was putting pressure on other banks to keep the rates artificially low so that banks could borrow more money to paper over their debts and not pay fair market value. And in the process, of course, with the LIBOR rate artificially held low, other businesses were harmed. And some low-level people lost their jobs and went to jail, but none of the top executives at the bank. And now there's another article coming on out from Goldcorp saying that if Bank of England was involved in rigging the LIBOR, it's time to go back and look about rigging of the gold market, because we know that's been going on as well. The numbers just do not add up. In a normal supply and demand marketplace, in a fair open marketplace, the price of gold would be through the roof right now. Especially as the turmoil in the world cranks up. People want a safe haven for their wealth, and they know it's not those banks. It's not the pieces of paper with the colored ink on it. It's not a number typed in a computer. It's a tangible store of value. And we know how the price of gold is being rigged. It's with paper contracts. The London Daily Gold Fix is arrived at by taking the value of the physical metal that's out there and blending it in with the value of the paper contracts. Now, the paper contracts make it look like there's a huge supply of gold out there, and that drives the price down. Except the gold isn't really there for all those paper contracts. It's leveraged hundreds to one. And it's estimated there's $1 trillion exposure in these paper gold contracts. And right now what happens is when the contracts come due, if they're not renewed, they are settled with the cash equivalent of the gold plus a premium. But all it's going to take is a significant number of the investors in these paper contracts to say, this contract says you're delivering physical metal, deliver the physical metal or I'm suing, and then the run is going to be on. We could be looking at a double whammy, an economic collapse piled right on top of a global war. And that would finish the United States off, probably finish off most of the world. Be a start of a new dark ages. Now then, apparently China is now enforcing their boycott of North Korea's coal. And apparently they've started turning ships away that are still trying to go up there and find a buyer for the coal. Now, that is a major hit against North Korea because much of North Korea's economy is based on their massive coal reserves and the ability to sell it around the world. And China was a major customer, and that is now cut off. As I mentioned earlier, global tensions are nudging gold a little bit higher. It's bumping up against the 200-day moving average this morning. And no doubt by nightfall, there'll be thousands and thousands of new paper contracts to try and drive it back down here again. Retail bankruptcies march toward a post-recession high. The number of retailers filing for Chapter 11 is headed toward its highest annual tally since the Great Recession, which is what they're calling the crash of 2008. And I'm sure they'll come up with another name for the next one. They don't want to use the older names because they've got such a negative connotation. They don't want to use depression, because we all remember those images from the 1930s. We can't call it a depression. People will get unhappy. We'll call it a recession. We'll call it easing. We'll call it a gentle landing. We'll call it a kitten. That'll make everybody happy. Toshiba is warning of its ability to continue in its entirety as a going concern because of the losses they suffered from their Westinghouse nuclear reactor business. And their earnings are missing deadlines, and it looks like Toshiba may actually go out of business. And that's kind of a shame because their non-nuclear products certainly did okay. I've got a Toshiba here, and well, the rest of these are LGs. That's a shame. Now, there's growing concern up in Toronto, Canada, over their real estate market. It's going through today what the U.S. real estate market went through in 2007 and 2008. Land flipping, unbridled enthusiasm, unshakable faith that if you can get into any kind of real estate, it'll just grow in value and you'll turn out to be insanely rich. And what it did was blow a giant bubble, and those who got out first got that windfall profit, and everybody else took a beating. And now they're very concerned that the real estate market in Canada in general, and especially in Toronto, is very, very overpriced and is likely to have what they're calling a correction, which is another euphemism for a crash, this year. Now, over in Europe, they're having the G7 meeting. There's a lot of protests over there that are being described as anti-capitalist, and that's not true. They're anti-fascist, because the G7 is an embodiment of the principle of fascism. Corporate interest and government authority aligned together against the general population. Now, as we reported earlier in the week, Great Britain and the United States have been trying to pressure the G7 into more sanctions on Russia because of what's going on in Syria. And the reports are that the G7 are not going along with it. They, too, understand that this gas attack story is bogus. They understand that Russia is not to blame in any of this mess. Mostly, they understand that the existing sanctions against Russia have actually brought more harm to Europe than to Russia. And they're not going to do that. So basically, that vector for annoying Putin is now shut off. Story coming out of shtfplan.com, prepare for the coming war. It's going to obliterate the global financial system. Our economy will not survive. And they make something in there that is a relevant observation. For the last quarter of a century, we, the American people, keep voting for peace and lower taxes. And no matter who we vote for, we get higher taxes and more war. And now we're heading into a big one, and we are going to lose it. We're already losing it. Take a look around your local community at the cracked pavement, the homeless problem, the closed retail spaces, the foreclosed homes. We're already losing this war. I think future history books are going to look back and say that World War III has actually been here for quite a long time. The U.S. has been attacking and invading since 2001. We're now in our 16th year of war against the rest of the world. All right. Let's take some phone calls. Mark in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Doing okay.
You know, I was thinking with Donald Trump, there's just no excuse for what he did, because if he's he's either a liar, and that's why he would do something like, you know, pretend to, you know, play pretend and actually kill people and destroy an airfield because he wanted to act tough, even though he knew that, you know, Assad had nothing to do with this. And or he's too stupid to be president, or too dumb, or incompetent, if he's going to believe that garbage and listen to his daughter, that let his daughter make the decisions. That's totally. Why does he have all these family members in there anyway, man? This is not, you know, I don't know of any president other than JFK had his brother, or Bobby, but that's mm-hmm. about it. I mean, he's got the whole family in there. It's all, you know, the whole, you know, looks like almost like the Beverly Hillbillies or something like that. I guess you say the New York Hillbillies, right? He's got his in-laws, his daughter. Who else is in there making decisions? I mean, he's better straighten out, or else this world is not going to be is going to be blown up if this goes like this. I wonder, by the way, his backing down finally on Syria. Thank God for that. At least, and hopefully you'll stick to that. I wonder if Putin didn't read the Riot Act to Tillerson today. That has something to do with
that. That definitely could have been part of it. The fact that Russia was saying, we're absolutely not going to cut off our support. If you're forcing us to choose between the U.S. and Syria, we choose Syria. That could definitely be part of it. The other part of it could be that Donald Trump is realizing that everybody said America would go along with this strike, lied to him, and he has done incredible damage to his brand, and he's probably furious about that. And again, we don't know the real mechanism. Where we should be concerned, though, is that those who still want the wars to move forward are not going to be stopped by a little thing like the president saying, I don't want to go into Syria. They'll do something else. There'll be another false flag gas attack. Putin is already warning of one that's going to take place somewhere near Damascus. We have all those assets over there. They're not there to work on their suntans. The people who want war are going to find some way to do it. The original plan for the assassination of John F. Kennedy was to frame Cuba for it in order to justify a new invasion. And the only reason Johnson called that part of the plot off and switched it over to crazed lone nut gunman Lee Harvey Oswald was that Johnson was aware of the warning Khrushchev had left Kennedy with after the Cuban Missile Crisis. The next time you attack Cuba, we're going to do a nuke strike, no pause. That's going to be it. And so Johnson cut off the part of the plot that framed Cuba for it, and he gave the military-industrial complex Vietnam to play around in. And so as much as I didn't like Johnson, you know, he definitely made the best of a very, very bad situation at that point. That's probably the reason he decided not to run for an additional term. So,
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I saw something on YouTube about Russian plans, that the Russians planned that they could win a war with the United States and NATO in about 2 weeks. I assume they're talking about a conventional localized war. Problem is, they might, because they said the United States is too dependent on the troops moving forward. As soon as they run into heavy fire, laying down, taking cover, and waiting for air support, and which is overwhelming when you take on somebody like Iraq or Afghanistan or some mm-hmm. of these other countries that they, you know, but that's not going to be the case with Russia. Because Russia's got a great air force. They've got excellent anti-aircraft missiles and all that, and guns. And their army is trained to move, to constantly move and overwhelm. So that could happen. Now,
yeah, I can just see the United States trying to fight a war against a major power with all these crybaby snowflakes we saw on display following
the
election.
Exactly. We don't have. I don't think our troops don't have the morale right now. A lot of them realize this is all nonsense. And the other thing,
you've hit a very important point there. You know, our military, they're not motivated to throw themselves into the fight. They don't believe that Syria is evil, Iraq is evil, Russia is evil. They understand it's just wars of conquest. They're risking their life and limb to make a bunch of really rich people richer than they already are. And that really does not motivate people to risk getting shot or blown up.
Yeah, all you got to do is look online, look from the comments. including a lot of veterans, and even at some of these talk shows. I like sometimes I'll listen to Breitbart in the morning, and their Breitbart is not the same anymore, especially with those two effeminate sounding imbeciles there. I think Marlowe and Boyle. They don't know what they're talking about, and they get veterans calling up and tell them, no, we don't want any part of this. We don't want to be part of this this globalist war, this and that, you know. And the only good one left on Breitbart, the only good is this guy Raheem Hassan, the British guy. And
yes.
One of the other better ones just left.
Okay, Mark, I got to let you go. Ran into a commercial. We'll be right back with more phone calls.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go back to the phones. Sherry in Texas, thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Mike. Listen, I'm still 100% behind Trump. No charges against him. I can't see that at all. Trump had no choice. I honestly believe that. I don't even need to know why. Our people will continue to move forward. If Mitt Romney had won, I couldn't say this. That would have been it.
Okay, Sherry, let me just insert a comment here. Okay. We know that Trump launched a cruise missile attack into a sovereign nation that had not attacked us on the basis of information that at worst was falsified or at the most generous was wrong. And that shows a high degree of recklessness, and that is something we cannot tolerate in the Oval Office.
I understand it, but we're only looking at it from one direction then. Trump won because the people, like your caller just pointed out, woke up enough to see the truth. The majority of people woke up enough to see the truth, or Trump wouldn't be there in the first place. That's why I think we'll continue to move forward. We have overcome the worst bumps in the road, which would have been Mitt Romney and Hillary. They could have taken us in a different direction. I don't think we'll go in a different direction now. We're already woken up enough. I mean, yes, this is very scary what happened, but these warmongers, if they can't get Trump to comply to their plans, they'll go for the jugular next. And I'm starting to pray now. There's one thing I want to be clear on. It was really important to me personally that he stay in contact with Putin. The guy that went over there,
Tillerson.
He's still there, right?
I think he's about to get on the plane to come back home. He didn't really seem to accomplish a whole heck of a lot of anything.
I can't see how he couldn't have. Well, Trump needs that open. He needs some kind of, to me, I think, I feel comfortable knowing that Trump and Putin can be in contact with no one listening in. You know, just keep this.
Well, the problem is that the neocons, I'm sorry to cut you off, but we're coming up on the station identification.
I've said what I want to say.
The neocons, the staff around Trump, are trying to isolate him so that anything going in and out passes through their filters. They did the same thing to John F. Kennedy to get him to keep going down there in Vietnam. And I'm sorry, I'm glad Trump won. I'm still glad Trump won because it would be worse under Hillary. But he's turning into a disappointment. And I think this reckless act into Syria has made the world a more dangerous place and probably guarantees that Donald Trump is going to be a one-term president now. The Democrats could put up a dog catcher in 2020 and win the election.
I don't think he planned to be more in there for more than 4 years anyway, because who could put up with this from them? I think the people will prevail. That's all I know. And we may live in a pretty rural society if you crash everyone's computers, but I'm ready.
I don't have a problem with a rural society. I'm a farm kid. Anyway, Sherry, got to let you go. Got to take a break for station identification.
Question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.